Current and former dancers from the Cheetah Strip Club in Atlanta say they have been subject to physical and sexual abuse behind closed doors, and they've filed suit. The club's management vehemently denies all such allegations. Atlanta Journal-Constitution columnist Chris Joyner broke the story in his Watchdog column. It's good to have you back. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Celeste. Thanks for having me.
As I understand it, this all began with a whistleblower. What did the whistleblower call the AJC to report?
This was a former dancer who we had spoken to before on a labor issue, and she had contacted us because she wanted to tell us about a pattern, she said, of sexual abuse inside the club's VIP rooms. And she said that she could provide other dancers who could corroborate that. And then over the course of several months, we conducted interviews with dancers that that she brought to us, as well as other people that we located in our own reporting, and were able to determine that the stories were very similar, that what they were suggesting was that they were assaulted regularly inside the VIP rooms, and that they didn't receive aid when they asked for it from the club.
There's also an allegation that there was a threat of punishment or punishment if they didn't cooperate with some of the sexual activities, correct?
Correct. The allegations, and I want to say right at the start that the Cheetah, which is a Midtown strip club that many people are familiar with, they deny these allegations through their attorneys. They deny them outright. But the allegation is that the club's security staff, a group known as Floor Men, they had slowly taken over the booking of the VIP rooms. And in that process, that they had sort of raised the expectations of what customers might receive in terms of sexual contact with the dancers. The dancers that we spoke to said that they found themselves in situations where customers had been sort of pre-sold on an idea there'd be something other than what is legally allowed, which is, you know, nude dancing.
Okay. Let's quickly go over what is legally allowed. What are the legal restrictions on what you can and cannot do in a strip club, what you can and cannot show? What are Georgia law, the relevant Georgia laws on this?
Sure. Under Georgia law, you can't have nude dancing, which is what the Cheetah has. And what is not legal under any circumstances is paying for sexual contact, or, of course, sexual assault's not legal.
All right. The club itself has actually not just denied all these allegations, but they have filed a countersuit. What are they suing for?
Sure. There are a lot of legal actions going on here between former dancers and the club. To start with, there is a class action civil suit that is a labor issue.
About pay.
It's about pay. There's also one of the dancers has filed a civil rights lawsuit alleging discrimination. In that suit, the club has filed a countersuit for defamation.
Let's just go to this sexual assault mm-hmm. lawsuit. How many dancers have come into that suit?
In the civil rights lawsuit, there's a single, at the moment, there's a single dancer who is who's the plaintiff in that. There are other dancers that we've spoken to who probably will factor into that lawsuit and that have...
That may join.
It's possible. I'm not sure the status of that at the moment, but we spoke to a lot of dancers who corroborated the claims that are in that lawsuit with their own stories.
As of yet, we don't have any customers, which would be alarming if you did. I mean, surprising, I guess.
It would
if
be
you
surprising
did.
For a customer to say, yeah, I was involved in a sexual assault on a dancer. One of the things that we found compelling about this story was that the dancers that we spoke to told stories that were in the main identical, even though their stories were individual. For instance, we had a dancer who alleges that she was raped inside one of the VIP rooms. We have dancers who said that they were groped. We have dancers that said that they were physically assaulted. All of them tell a story that is in the main very similar.
In terms of how the situation
exactly
came about, where they were,
how they ended up in the room, the club's alleged responsibility in setting up that atmosphere. One of the things that all the dancers have been in agreement on is that the security staff had required a kickback from the dancers of 20-30% what was earned in the room. that there was a subset of dancers that were working with the security staff and were providing some sort of sexual contact inside the VIP rooms. And the dancers we talked to were more or less, you might say innocent bystanders. They went in to do their job as they expected it would be done, found out the expectations in that room were different, and were put in a dangerous situation. That's their claim.
If you're just joining us, my guest is AJC columnist Chris Joyner. We're talking about recent lawsuits filed by dancers at the Cheetah Nightclub in Atlanta. One suit says the dancers were subject to sexual misconduct behind the scenes there. And one of the things that makes this more bigger than just one strip club, Chris, is that there is a strip club culture, I think it's fair to say, in Atlanta, which is
certainly
unique to the city. So is there any indication at this point that have you heard from other dancers at other clubs, I should say?
I have heard from other dancers at other clubs before and after the story ran. Some of them say, I've had similar situations at my club. I've had dancers that we spoke to for the story said that when they left the Cheetah, they went to other clubs and found the situation was different. So there's sort of a broad all sorts of things are happening in these clubs. What I think is happening, what there is a consensus on, is that the relationship between dancers and these clubs is in the process of changing. And that's you're seeing this in a lot of labor suits, both in Atlanta and around the nation.
So some of these lawsuits are kind of the canary in the coal mine for a change in culture around strip clubs?
I really think so. One of the terms of the labor lawsuits are interesting because dancers are traditionally considered contractors of clubs. They don't get paid a salary.
Or health benefits
or anything else. They more or less go in there, and the money that they receive is what they receive directly from the customer. In fact, you might even, rather than a contractor relationship, you might consider it more like a tenant-landlord situation. A dancer would actually pay a fee to dance at the club, and then the only money that they get back is what they take.
It's been compared to a hairstylist renting space in a salon.
Could be, yes. Yeah, exactly.
And you think that may change? In what way?
In a lot of these claims, including the ones against the Cheetah, the labor lawsuit against the Cheetah, the dancers are claiming that they are treated as employees and should be paid as employees, meaning that they should receive an hourly wage.
What do they mean when they say they're treated as employees?
They're held to personnel standards, when they're supposed to arrive, when they're supposed to leave, the days that they work, the days that they're off. They're held to policies of appearance and activity that they say are typical for employees rather than contractors.
Although some people say that if they were paid as employees, they'd end up making less money.
What they would probably end up getting would be a regular pay. I've heard from some of the dancers who spoke to us saying that sometimes they actually left the club owing money to the club. On a night when they didn't get a particular, have a particularly good night, they still had to pay the fees and the various tip-outs that they were expected to pay and would end up not having any money at the end of the night. Other nights they might leave with, hundreds or thousands of dollars.
So let's go back to the lawsuit where we began this
sure.
conversation, and that's the one over sexual assault. Who do they sue in this case? Do they sue just the Cheetah Club? Is only the Cheetah Club liable? Are individual employees liable? And in the end, would law enforcement have to look for customers?
In the lawsuit, the civil rights lawsuit, it's a discrimination lawsuit. They're saying the plaintiff in this case is saying that she was discriminated by virtue of her sex. The allegations of sexual assault aren't really from the other dancers captured in a lawsuit. They're really just coming forward to say, look, this happened to us, and it's happening in these VIP rooms, and it's happening in this way. I mean, it's almost like a true whistleblower situation where they're just asking for sunlight on the situation. Again, I got to say, the Cheetah, through their attorneys, are saying that no, what these dancers want is more money from us.
Is it possible this could result in a law enforcement investigation?
It would not surprise me. Certainly, there's an allegation of criminal wrongdoing here.
So what is the next step with this lawsuit and the other lawsuits that are pending?
Throughout the nation, I think we're going to see more of these labor lawsuits as dancers try to renegotiate the terms of their employment with these clubs. And specifically, I think that the civil rights lawsuit is going to be that's been filed against the cheetah is going to be a carrier for a lot of these allegations of sexual assault. So we're going to be watching that closely.
In terms of setting a precedent for even similar lawsuits in other states?
It could be. It could be. I along with saying that they're, you know, renegotiating the contract for their labor, I think that strippers are more or less saying that they have also a right to their body. They do a legal, they have a legal profession, which is, you know, dancing in various states of undress. And we've determined as a culture that that's okay. We can do that. But what they are saying is we have control over our bodies, and that does not mean just because we're doing this job, you have the right to sexually assault us.
Well, the law backs them up.
And the law, of course, does back them up.
That. Chris Joyner is a columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. His column, AJC Watchdog, reported on the story of sexual abuse allegations at the Cheetah Strip Club in Atlanta. One last time, I want to reemphasize that these are allegations and the Cheetah Club has denied them vehemently. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.